ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're starting בעזר השם this week, we're starting a new ספר, ספר ויקרא. And we have also ראש חודש, and we have also פרשת החודש. It's also busy שבת this week also. And we'll speak בעזר השם at the end, we'll try to mix a little bit about פרשת החודש. And we'll start with the פרשה בעזרת השם. פסוק תל זסירס, ויקרא אל משה, וידבר אדוני אליו, מאוהל מועד למור. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he called out to משה רבנו, he appeared יונתן עוזיאל, he told Zasir, he said, after they finished building the משכן in פרשת פקודי, the משכן now is ready to start to work on it. משה רבנו, he did קל וחומר, he said, how can I walk inside the משכן without Hashem calling me? Why? Because we see by Matan Torah, here all this Yonatan Uziel is telling us here, said by Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he came down to Matan Torah one time only, and בכל זאת, he told Bnei Israel, אל תגשו אל אישה, היו נכונים שלושת ימים, and all these things, even though it was only for one day only. One time, the Kadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai, no one has permission, שמרו לכם עלות בהר ונגוע בקצהו, כל הנוגע בהר מות יומת. No one has permission to go up to Mount Har Sinai, unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu, ויקרא אל משה, and then Moshe Rabbeinu ועל Har Sinai, he went up to Har Sinai. But until then, he didn't have permission to go up to Har Sinai. And over there, it was only one time Kadosh Baruch Hu came down. Here, that was kibyachol the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tachtonim. That's his permanent house here. How do I have permission to enter the Mishkan? So he was waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to call him. Therefore, the Pasuk said, ויקרא אל משה, וידבר אדוני אליו מאוהל מועד למור. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling after Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is לשון של חבלק, רשי tells us, that לשון של מלאכי שרת משתמשים בו, שנאמר ויקרא זה אל זה ואמר, קדוש, קדוש, קדוש. That's the language הקדוש ברוך הוא uses for the מלאכים. Same thing, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he called out after משה רבנו, said, ויקרא אל משה, you, משה רבנו, you're worthy enough to come and to work inside the משכן, and therefore he called him out. רשי tells us here, ויקרא אל משה, וידבר אדוני אליו מאוהל מועד למור. What does mean, וידבר השם אליו? What's אליו to him? He called after Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem spoke to him. Obviously he spoke to him. וידבר השם מאוהל מועד למור. Who did he speak to? פסוק ויקרא אל משה. לכאורה, the word אליו, where is it coming here to teach us? So Rashi on the spot, he tells us here, אליו למעט את אהרון. It means only to Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem was talking, not to אהרון הכהן. Said Rashi continues here, said פסוק said, וידבר אליו ונועתי לך. All this for you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yachol shamut kol hakriya. Could it be that others they also heard what Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu? Tamud lomar kol lo kol elav v'edaber Hashem elav only to him. What does that mean? Moshe shama v'kol Israel lo shama. No one else heard except Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the only one that he heard. And Rashi continues the next paragraph. Said me'ohel mo'ed melamed she'ayah kol nifsak. ולא היה יוצא חוץ לאוהל. The voice of הקדוש ברוך הוא, it was strong voice, but was only inside אוהל מועד. That means a guy, just theoretically, if a guy was inside אוהל מועד, he could hear it with a very loud voice, go step outside, he won't hear anything. And it wasn't soundproof or something, it was just, it was a miracle. הקדוש ברוך הוא, the voice could reach up to this feet, up to this point, and that's it. No more. That's what Rashi is telling us. מלמד שהיה הכל נפסק, ולא היה יוצא חוץ לאוהל. Rashi continues, יכול מפני שהכל נמוך, could it be probably the voice was so low, so the maximum a person, the maximum distance he could hear it is by the entrance of אוהל מועד. Therefore, if someone was a step outside the אוהל מועד, he's not going to hear it. Why? Because the voice is so low. He said, no. תלמוד לומר, וישמע את הכל מדבר אליו. הכל, deaf voice. What's deaf voice? מהו הכל? הוא הכל המפורש בספר תהלים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים. It was very strong and loud voice, and it was heard throughout all אוהל מועד, up to the entrance of אוהל מועד. That's it. How's that? How could this happen? It's a miracle. אם כן, למה נאמר מאוהל מועד? מלמד שהיה הכל נפסק. That's it. That's what Rashi here is telling us. That's the idea. We have to understand what's the idea over here that the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke only to Moshe Rabbeinu. What he wants to tell him. And I saw also that Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he has different problem here with the Pesukim. Pesuk said, ויקרא אל משה וידבר אדוני אליו מאוהל מועד למור. He said, לכאורה, the way the Torah set up that Pesuk, לכאורה, it's a fragment. It has to be, we have to play around, we have to scramble the words to understand it properly. The Pesuk was supposed to say, ויקרא השם אל משה וידבר אליו מאוהל מועד למור. Every time he said, "Vedaber who? Vedaber Moshe la'am. Vedaber this to this. Vedaber that to that." The chaurat here. Why the pasuk said "Veikra el Moshe"? Didn't say "Veikra Hashem el Moshe." Even though right after it says "Vedaber Hashem elav me'ol mo'ed lemor," but the chaurat fits better to put to write the word Hashem after "Veikra." "Veikra Hashem el Moshe." I'll read you his words. צריך לדעת למה לא הזכיר שם הקורא. But he cried Moshe. Who called out to Moshe Rabbeinu? I don't know. Doesn't say. But continue. One more second. You'll understand. But he said no. Ve'agam she'ezkiro achar kach min haraoi. Nevertheless, min haraoi le'ezkiro b'tehila. Umela muvan ki hu amdaber kishe'omar ve'ikra Hashem el Moshe ve'daber elav me'ol mo'ed. Why the Torah flipped the order? Ve'ulai she'ichaven ha'katub le'odiat ha'atzumotav v'itbarach she'ikra be'kol gadol. ולא ישמענו זולת את אשר יחפוץ. והוא אומרו ויקרא אל משה, שהגם שקרא לא נשמע הדבור אלא אל משה, ולא למי שלפניו. Where is he telling us here? He said, here the pasuk is coming to teach us the נפלאות הבורא, how הקדוש ברוך הוא does, all the miracles הקדוש ברוך הוא do, it teach us a little bit from the miracles הקדוש ברוך הוא did. The what? Because anytime it says the word ויקרא, it means you have a loud voice. You see, for example, we have by now Pesach is coming up now. So the Hakim tell us that we have to read the Hallel, the first night of this of the Pesach, and that's what brought down also the Halakha brings down that 18 yamim b'layla ahad gomrim b'hem et Hallel. That's our custom. That's what Hakam Abadiah also brings down. He said in here at Husla Aris we have 21 days. Achsa dekim adul shemecha. We have 21 days. We read full Hallel, and two nights, we also read full Hallel. All the other holidays, there's no Hallel at night, Hallel only daytime. But the Pesach night, the first two nights of the Seder, we have to read Hallel with Beracha, and also ladies, they have to read Hallel, and Hakam Avadiah brings on, even if someone ended up praying with the Nishul, that their custom not to say the Hallel, and Hallel Pesach, I said he should say it by himself. She said with Beracha and everything. Also ladies, they have to say it. It's very important. What's the reason why we have to read the Hallel in the Pesach night? There are many, many reasons that they bring down. But al derech hadrush, we could explain, because we know Par'o, he told Moshe Rabbeinu after he warned him about Makat Bechorot, it was shamer lecha reot panai ki biyom reot icha panai tamut. Today you're gonna see me, I'm gonna kill you. That's what Par'o told Moshe Rabbeinu. Now at night, ותהי צעקה גדולה במצרים, everyone's dying right and left. So he came down to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was looking for him. Pasuk said he went to look for Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked everyone, was he already brought Korban Pesach, everyone was inside his house. He wants to go to see Moshe, where is he? He meets a guy, he said he goes straight 2 miles, then he make a right, and make a left, he'll find him over there. He doesn't know, he went over there, he didn't find him. He asked someone else over there, he sent him different location. Each one was playing, you know, like a yo-yo with Par'o. Until Par'o, he didn't want to believe anymore. Then he was calling out to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "Vayikra le Moshe ul Aharon laila." Vayomorkum utzeu mitoch ami. What does "Vayikra le Moshe ul Aharon"? He was calling out after Moshe and Aharon, loud. What he, now he doesn't believe anyone. They're playing games with him. Now he is screaming, "Moshe and Aharon, where are you?" Until at the end, he saw Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, "Kum utzeu mitoch ami. Get out of here." Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Why do you think we're going to leave now in the middle of the night? You want to leave like Ganabim, like thieves? We want us to leave in the middle of the night? We're not going to leave until next day in the morning." The Pasuk said, "Vehi be'etza meyom azeh, hotzi Adonai et b'nei Yisrael, me'eres Mitzrayim atzibotam." Be'etza, be'atzumo shal yom. In the middle of the day, le'enei chol Mitzrayim. in front of their eyes. So let's see who could stop Bnei Israel, and no one stopped them. That's what the pasuk tell us over there. That they left. But Pharaoh, he was scared. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, "You're right, but I'm scared." Since that, he himself, Pharaoh, he was also Bechor, so he was scared that maybe something's going to happen to him. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, "What should I do?" Then he told him, "Listen, if you want to stay alive, you should walk among Mahane of Am Israel. You go walk in Ramesses and announce and say, 'Hare etem le'atzmechem, hare etem b'nei horim.'" Just announce this to Bnei Israel, and all Bnei Israel, that was the first time in their lifetime they hear such a statement that they are free to go from who? Not from their neighbor, from the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. Who believed to hear such a sentence? Pharaoh himself. He was walking around and announcing, "Hare atem la'asmechem, you're free, you're good to go." Am Israel, when they heard this, everyone started to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, "Hallelujah. Hallelu Abdi Adonai, and not Abdi Pharaoh anymore. Until now, we're Abadim of Pharaoh. Now we're Abadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's since that they said that chapter, the night of the Seder, the night of Pesach, therefore our custom to say it also the night of the Seder. But the idea that what we want to bring from there, anywhere it says the word Vayikra, it means he called out with a loud voice. And here, Pasuk wants to teach us the Nefleot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem spoke with loud voice. And who heard it? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. That means, if you want to say a secret to your friend, you don't say it loud. You whisper in his ears. You whisper something in his ear. You want to make sure no one else is going to hear it. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No. I could scream out loud. The voice is so strong. Kol Hashem Shober Ararazim. Very, very loud. Kol Hashem Bakoach." Said, "Bechol Zot, who hears it? Only the person who Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to hear. ויקרא אל משה." That's what it tells us here. It said, "שהגם שקרא בקול גדול, לא נשמע הדיבור אלא אל משה, ולא למי שלפניו." Therefore, he says here, ולפי זה, אם היה כתוב אומר, ויקרא השם אל משה, if the pasuk was supposed to say, that's what he asked in the beginning. That makes sense to say, ויקרא השם אל משה. He said, no. If the pasuk is going to say like this, תבין שהשם קרא בקול גדול, אבל הגעת הקול למשה היה בקול נמוך. שישער משה בדעתו שאפשר שאותם שרחוקים קצת ואינם בסמוך לא ישמעו. ואין כאן חדוש פלא השם. So that משה רבנו is going to think that what? That you're right, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he called out with loud voice, but the voice when it reached משה רבנו, it was already low. So who heard it? Only משה רבנו. So the people, they're sitting a little bit further away from Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't hear it. Why? Because the voice is so low. Said, "Vein kan hadush pele Hashem." There is no hadush over here. Laze amar pasuk vayikra el Moshe. Vayikra, it was the pasuk, the voice was so loud. But who heard it? Only Moshe. Pirush, ki gam legabe Moshe hayta kriya bekol gadol. Sheshama'a kol gadol. Vehen hen noraotav itbarach shelo shama'a zulato. Said, that's what basically Kain, what Rashi told us here. Said, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu, he spoke with a loud voice, who heard it? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's here what Orachim is telling us. I saw also that Rashi, he continues here, he said, "Vayikra el Moshe v'daber Adonai elav me'ohel mo'ed lemor." He said elav, it means only to Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else heard the voice except Moshe Rabbeinu. What does mean lemor? What is the word? Usually the word lemor, it means you have to pass on the information to Bnei Israel. What's here lemor? ודבר שאליו באוהל מועד לאמור. What is coming to teach us? So Rashi says here, "צא ואמור להם דברי כיבושין. בשבילכם הוא נדבר עמי. שכן מצינו שכל אותם 38 שנה שהיו ישראל במדבר כמנודים, מן המרגלים ואילך, לא נתייחד הדבור עם משה. כשנאמר, והיא כאשר תמו כל אנשי מלחמה למות מוקר בעם, דן, ודבר השם אליי לאמור. אליי היה הדבור." So where is he telling us here? Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling Ben Israel to break kibushim. He wants to rebuke them. He was telling them harsh words. He told them, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, only in your zechut Hashem is talking to me." Why? Because you see, when Hashem was upset at you and you stayed in the Midbar, the Shekhinah never spoke to me. And like, "Lo ntiyahed ami adibur," until the Gezerah was over, until Vayikra, שתמו קודם שם מלחמה למות מקרב העם, then, וידבר השם אליי למור. But until then, I wasn't זוכה that הקדוש ברוך הוא gonna talk to me directly. Therefore, only ניר זכות. A ניר זכות, השם spoke talking to me. That's the break of Bushin, that Rashi is telling us here. Moshe Rabbeinu Lemor, what's Lemor? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, have to tell Ben Israel, this is the break of Bushin. Chaura, any person who reads here Rashi, do you call this the break of Bushin? I call it the Bre Shevach over here. What's the break of Bushin? What's the break of Bushin? He was rebuking them, was saying very harsh words to Ben Israel, and was telling them. Chaura, I see only the Bre Shevach over here. So in your Zechud, Hashem is talking to me. I'm tell him, thank you, Moshe Rabbeinu. What does mean? Bishbil Chemun and Nidbar Ami. So that's the Bre Shevach, not the Bre Kibushin. So I saw the Mfarshim, they explain that usually when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he speaks to someone, he speaks to him in a way that the person could handle it. So like we just mentioned, Rashi mentioned the Pasuk, Kol Hashem Bakoach. What's Bakoach? He said, Bekoho lo ne'emar, ela Bakoach. Bekoach shel kol ahad ve'ahad. Every person, whatever he could handle. If the person cannot hear the voice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to hear it. You see that many times the person, he doesn't hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is speaking, בכל יום היום בת קול יוסית ואומרת, אוי לנה בירות מעל בונה של תורה. Who hears that בת קול? The person, he doesn't have the זכות to hear it. So not every time the person could hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless if it's in that level to hear it. Like we just said before, it's a ויקרא אל משה. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called out with a strong voice, don't think it's a low tone. I said, no, it was very loud. But who heard it? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's here, only he heard it. Other people, they were standing outside Ohel Moed, no one heard it. And up to a point I saw here, that we told you once, that Hatam Sofer, he told us here in Torah Moshe, he said, that's what caused Nadav Abihu to walk inside Kodesh HaKodashim without permission. What caused them to do such avira, to go inside without permission? They didn't go inside. They went inside Kodesh Kodashim without permission. Who gave them that permission? And don't tell me that probably they made a mistake. I said, what do you mean they made a mistake? They were bigger than Moshe and Aaron themselves. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu, after they passed away, he came to Aaron HaKohen, he told him that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Deber Hashem Lemor, Bekrobai Kadesh. What's Bekrobai Kadesh? Rashi says over there, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that today we're going to be mechanchim ta mishkan, we're going to start working in the mishkan. The two most bigger tzaddikim, they're going to die this day. So until now, I was thinking, Moshe was telling Aharon HaKohen that me and you, we are the one that we're supposed to die this day. But now that I see that his two sons, Nadav ve'Abihu, died, now I know that they are an even bigger ma'ala than us. That's what he was telling him. Therefore, Pasuk said, Ve'idom Aharon. Aharon kept quiet. So if they were such a tzaddikim, such a hasidim, what caused them to walk inside Kodesh Kodeshim without permission? We just read you here, Yonatan Uziel, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did Kal v'Chomer. If Har Sinai, Hashem came down to Har Sinai once, he told them, Meshamiru lachem alot bahar ungua bikatzeyo. No one has permission to go up to Har Sinai until Hashem called after Moshe Rabbeinu. And he is a Kal v'Chomer over here. So they didn't know this Kal v'Chomer, that Nadav ve'Abihu. How come? What caused them to sin to do that Avira? So he says here, the Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, Daf Gimel Amud Alef, על ידי חטא ויחזות העלים וכו', יש לומר על פי פשוטו, כי נדב ואביהו נכנסו בלא רשות. They went inside without permission. Why? כי למדו משה רבנו, עליו שלום, שנכנס גם הוא בלי שום רשות. They saw, all of a sudden, when they start to work in the משכן, ויקרא אל משה, ודבר השם אליו מאול מעד למור, משה רבנו went inside the משכן. And start to work over there. Who called him? How do you go inside? It's called בחומר. If Har Sinai, no one has permission to go up unless Hashem called you. Now you're walking without permission? I just told you. So the Pasuk said clearly, Ve'yikra el Moshe. But Rashi also told us, Ve'yikra el Moshe, even though he called out with strong voice. Who heard it? No one heard it except Moshe Rabbeinu. So Nadav Abihu did not hear that voice. All of a sudden, they see that when Moshe Rabbeinu, they built the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu went inside without permission. And they said, if we, Nadav Abihu, we are bigger than Moshe and Aaron. If he has permission to go inside without Kadosh Baruch Hu calling him, so Kol Shekin, we also have permission. That's what he says here. על פי פשוטו, כי נכנסו נדב ואביהו בלא רשות, כי למדו משה רבנו עליו שלום שנכנס גם הוא בלא רשות, ואם היו גדולים ממשה רבנו, like what Rashi we just mentioned, said, סבור הייתי שיתקדש הבית בקרובה יקדש, מי אוריו, והם לא ידעו שמשה רבנו עליו שלום בעצמו לא נכנס, כי אם על ידי קריאה, אלא שהם לא שמעו, didn't hear, כדי תביא רשי. That's what he said, that what caused נדב ואביהו to walk inside why? Didn't hear the same Moshe Rabbeinu walking inside without Rishut. We also have permission. But we just told you, the Orachim HaKadosh, Rashi also tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who could hear the voice? Only the person who's the voice going to. Even though it's a very strong voice, no one hears it except the person that Hashem wants him to hear it. And you see many times the person, he doesn't have the zechut to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael, by Ma'amad Har Sinai, they reached such a high level, and Hakim Talas, they reached the Madrigah of Adam HaRishon before the Hayat, and there was such a high level. The Gemara said, Na'udah Zara, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, Ubni Elyon Kulechem, the Tumadus Min Elohim Atem, Paskam Him Mitah, there is no more death. When they reached to Ma'amad Har Sinai, there's no one supposed to die anymore. Until later on, the Pasuk said, Habbaltim Ma'asechem, he sinned, he did Avon Aigel, or Avon Mto'oninim, like Mahloket in the Midrash. Then the Pasuk continues, Achein ki Adam timutun, uchahad asarim tipunu. Why? Because they sinned. But if it wasn't this, there was such a high level. By Ma'amad Har Sinai, Am Yisrael, they reached the level, they were zoche to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. V'chol ha'am, ro'im et ha'kolot also, not only the hearing the voice, also ro'im et ha'kolot, to see. How could you see the voices? The voice cannot see. That he can hear it, he cannot see it. Simple understanding, we have the Da'at Skenim, he tells us over there, V'chol am ro'im et ha'kolot. How could you see the voice? No one could see the voice, he could hear the voice. Ela, he says, ro'im et ha'kolot means they were nehenim in ha'kolot. They hear the voice, they were enjoying it. They were enjoying it so much. Now, which person? Hashem ha'am kol Elohim medaber mtoch ha'esh kamonu v'yehi. That's what Am Yisrael did. They said, we reached such a high level, no one has permission to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now, by Ma'amad Har Sinai, we reached such a high level. We're such a hashub people. We heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we call Am Ro'im et ha'kolot. We're enjoying these voices. That's what when a person is in high level. But when a person he sins, he did Avon Aigel, and now even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, no one hears it. Why? They don't have permission. They don't have the zechut to hear it. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Israel, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to tell me something personal to me, I understand how come you did not hear it except me, because it's something private. Hashem was talking to me. V'deber Hashem Eli was talking to me. Nothing to do with you. Therefore, no one else heard it. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to hear it. He wants me to hear it only. But since over here, what's Hashem telling me over here? Deber el Bnei Israel v'amarta lehem adam ki yakri makem. Tell Bnei Israel. So what Hashem is talking to me over here, it was only for you. I have to pass on all the information to you. I'm Israel. So how come you didn't hear it? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel. He was telling them to break a bushin. Bishbilchem hu nidbar ammi. What Rashi tells us here. Tse ve'emor lahem to break a bushin. Bishbilchem hu nidbar ammi. If Hashem was talking to me, something private to me, it makes sense he shouldn't hear it. Only is talking to me. But since that, all what Hashem is telling me is to tell you. How come you didn't hear it? Do you remember by Ma'amad Har Sinai, all of you heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'chol ha'am ro'im takolot, Hashem ha'am kol Elohim? You heard it by Har Sinai. How come now you didn't hear it, even though all what Hashem is telling me, it's meant to you? I have to pass on all the information. How come you yourself you didn't hear it? That's what here telling him here. That's a big debrek bushin. It was rebuking them that you remember the madriga that you were by Ma'amad Har Sinai, and now you lost that madriga. Why? Because you sinned by Avon Aigel. That's the biggest debrek bushin. He was telling them bishbilchem u'dbar ammi. That means that only in your zechut Hashem was talking to me. Not Rashi telling us here. He brings down all the 38 years Hashem didn't speak to him, but now. All this, now they're talking to you now. How come you didn't hear it? And once you did hear it by Ma'amad Har Sinai. That's the biggest, the break of bushin. That's what Hakim tell us. That this is Anyan حتى هو كدش باروخو he speaks with a loud voice and no one hears it except the person which meant to. With this I saw the Mefarshim they bring a remez. The pasuk said that after the dead avon ha'egel, the pasuk said ve'itpareku kol ha'am et nizmei ha'zehav asher be'oznehem. ויתפרקו כולם נזמי זהב אשר באוזניהם, and they give it to Aaron to make עבון העגל. said, oh, what's נזמי זהב? simple understanding, they took all the jewelry to make the עגל. but the way we're explaining it, said, no, עם ישראל, they reached by מעמד הר סיני such a high level, they were hearing the voice of הקדוש ברוך הוא. that means they were such a high level. that מדרגה, they lost it, ויתפרקו, נזמי הזהב, what's the biggest מדרגה that the person could hear, to hear the voice of Hashem. That מדרגה, נזמי הזהב אשר באוזניהם, that מדרגה, you lost it. Why? Because they said they're doing עבון העגל now. No one has permission. Same way, the person, he doesn't have permission to see whatever Hashem doesn't want him to see. Also, you cannot hear whatever Hashem doesn't want him to hear. That's here, Dr. Hakim, tell us. This is the onion. That's basically what I told you. That's what Hatam Sofer is telling us over here. And Torat Moshe, Dav Zayin Amud Alef. That's what he said. Im ken, en min haraw sheyishmeu ben Yisrael ha-dibur. Ki ma le-dibur, that's what he said. Im haya kol be-dibur rak le-sorech Moshe, what I just told you, למה שהוא צריך ולא למה שישראל צריכים, אם כן, אין מן הראוי שישמעו בין ישראל את הדיבור. כי מה לדיבור הזה להם שהוא לצורך משה? however, אבל דיבור שהוא רק בשביל ישראל, לסבותם במזוות השם, והדיבור בעצמו היה בכוח גדול, עד שראוי היה לשמע לכל ישראל. ובכיוון עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא שביל שלא ישמע לכאן ולכאן, שלא ישמעו ישראל לדיבור. זהו גנאי להם. והם הם הדברי כיבושים. הרי בשבילכם, לצורככם, לצוותכם, הוא הדיבור עמי. היינו הדיבור אליי, אינו אלא לצוותכם. ואף על פי כן, גזר הקדוש ברוך הוא שאתם לא תשמעו הדיבור, שהוא לצורככם, הגם שהיה בכוח הגדול, שראו לשמעו. מכל מקום, פני נדנוד איזה חטא שיש בידכם, therefore you didn't hear it, והם הם הדברי כיבושים מעוררים תשובה בזה. אז היא אדם סופר סטלינג עשיר. So you see the all this madrigal at Moshe Rabbeinu, he was zoche to all these things because he himself, he didn't sin by Avon Aigel, was all the times was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when the person, every time the person comes closer to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's there, Hashem, he listens to him, he prays, Terem Krav Ani Aine. That's what every time, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, every time he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listens to his prayers. Why? Because he never sinned. When a person is tzaddik, tzaddik goes there, Kadosh Baruch Hu came. Whatever that tzaddik wants, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. He prays for Am Yisrael, even though Am Yisrael, they weren't worthy to save them. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did save them. And why in the Zohar of Moshe? Anytime that a person comes closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Terem Krav, Ani Ani. Whatever he prays to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there. Every time. You see, the Pasuk Tehillim is Ma'id. ויאמר להשמידם, לולא משה בחירו, עמד בפרס לפניו להשיב חמתו מישחית. הקדוש ברוך הוא חס ושלום, want to destroy עם ישראל, but משה רבנו, he prayed. אנשים did listen, וישמע אדוני אליי גם בפעם ההיא, לא אבא אדוני ישחיתך. הקדוש ברוך הוא didn't want to, חס ושלום, wipe them out, therefore, he did listen to him. same thing, חכים, tell us, that's a prayer of משה רבנו, Hashem listens to his prayer. What the Torah used, ויקרא אל משה, אז ויקרא, he called out after משה רבנו, and Hashem listened to him. And the pasuk, תהילים תדעס, תפלה למשה איש האלוהים. משה רבנו, he prays to הקדוש ברוך הוא, Hashem listens to him. And same thing, חכים, tell us, same exact language you have, when the person he prays to הקדוש ברוך הוא, ערף ענבה, Hashem also listens to him. Like we don't have to mention here, everyone knows the Ba'al HaTurim here in the beginning. Ve'ikra, the Aleph is small Aleph. Why? That was the Anafah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't want to write about himself. Ve'ikra, Lashon Habba, Lashon Hashivut. He wants to write Ve'ikar, Derech Mokre. And that's what he wanted to write. But everyone's Ma'arich in this. We spoke about it once. But the idea here, that when the person he has the Maddata Anafah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. Therefore the Pasuk said, same language, Tifla li'ani ki atof, ve'lifnei Adonai yishpuch sihon. Whenever Ani cries out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, And he doesn't have what to be mitgay with. He doesn't have anything to be mitgay with. So what's he going to be mitgay? Is the hakam? Is ashir? What does he have? He doesn't have anything. So he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arif Anava, Hashem listens to him. That's what the Hakim has said. Pasuk in Tehillim tells us that kilo baza velo shukatz einut ani. What does mean kilo baza velo shukatz einut ani? You know, Farshim they explained the pasuk derech drash. He said kilo baza velo shukatz anavat ani. What's anavat ani? The person has to be humble, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Be aish Moshe anav meod mekol adam asher apnei adama. Everyone has to learn to be anav, and when a person is anav, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to his prayer. And the pasuk velo baza velo shukas einut ani, the anava of the ani, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he also accepts it and he listens to him. What's the hadush? Said l'chaora, I understand that if the person has midat anava, Hashem listens to him. Why? Because he's breaking his midot and he's becoming anav. That means if he has what to be mitgay with, and bechol zot he's not mitgay, he has the anava, then I understand he's a hashub guy. You have to listen to him. But the ani, he has nothing to be mitgay with. Where is he going to be mitgay with? And so the ani is also anav. Who said his anava is so hashub also? Hashem also listened to his anava. That it was, if he was ashir and he was anav, I understand. He has anava. But here is ani. He doesn't have anything. Also, kilo bazav l'shikas, also the anava of the ani, Hashem listens to it. That's what Farshim tell us. See also by our parasha also. What the pasuk tells us later on, the pasuk said, "Venefesh ki takrib korban mincha leHashem, venefesh ki takrib korban mincha." Rashi on the spot, he tells us, what does mean? In all the korbanot doesn't say venefesh ki takrib. Adam ki takrib makem. A person he has to bring korban here. Venefesh, a soul, a neshama. What is this? Venefesh ki takrib makem. Rashi says, "Lo niyamar nefesh bechol korbanot nidaba, ella b'mincha." Only here. Why? Rashi says, "Mi darko leitnadib mincha ani." Who usually he gives the mincha? Person who doesn't have money, he brings mincha. Asaron solet. He brings solet, and that's a simple korban he can bring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who is going to bring such a korban? Person who's ani. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ma'ale ani alav kilu kribet nefsho." That ani, even though he's poor, he doesn't have money, but because that he's mitzamtzim from his seudot, here he eats a little bit less, here a little bit less, he saves penny here, penny there, to bring korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means as if he's brought his soul. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Benefesh ki takrib makim." That's what Rashi tells us over here. And basically, Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechet Menachot. I saw them Farshim, they ask, I said, "L'chaora, the Torah was supposed to teach us this halakha, venefesh ki takrib, not over here, where by korban ole ve'yored, someone who's ashir, kibes, ve'imdalu ve'en yado masiget, brings the birds. And even this he cannot afford, then he brings asaron solet, and then he brings mincha. Over there, since the pasuk is talking about ani, he cannot afford to bring not birds and not kol shekein, not kibes. So what is he going to bring? He cannot afford it. That's what he could. Benefesh ki takrib. Over there, it makes sense to teach us benefesh ki takrib. But here we're talking about standard regular mincha. Manhat nidaba. Someone who wants to donate mincha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could be rich also. Not necessarily he's going to be ani. He could be rich. You're right, but midar kot. If he was rich, why should he bring mincha? He's going to bring kibes. But he could bring mincha. There's no story to bring mincha. So all what Rashi is telling us over here, he said, "Midar kolet nadib mincha ani." But if Ashir wants to bring mincha, he could also bring nadaba. So he could also bring. So here, that when they were talking about korban mincha, ani could bring it and Ashir also could bring it. So it's not such a big hiddush over here that Torah is saying, "Venefesh ki takrib." It could be Ashir over here also, and still Torah calls him Nefesh. L'chaorat makes more sense to teach me that lesson by Korban Olev Yored, Ve'imdalhu Ve'en Yado Masiget. Then what should he do at the end of this week's parasha? What should he do? Then he has to bring the solet. That's the Ve'imlo Tagi'a Yado Deseh, Ve'imit Hashemua Asher Hata, V'chule V'chule. And ve'em lo tasig ad shtei torim ve'ebit korbano asirit ha'efa solet לא ישים עליה שמן, לא יתן עליה לבונה וכו'. That's what he could bring solid. Over there, לכאורה, הוא ספוס תלמי, בנפש, שלא תשיג ידה לשתי תורים או שני בני עונה, and then should bring over there. Why teach me that הענבה? That a person is מקמץ from his סעודה here and there, is saving a little bit from here, a little bit from there, to bring קורבן את הקודש ברוך הוא. Over there, it makes more sense to teach me this ההלכה. אלא, we have מדרש, כן, זה מדרש רבה, and this week's פרשה, פרשה ג', סימן ג' אוצו, זה מדרש שזיר, יעזוב רשע דרכו, ואיש אבן מחשבותיו, וישוב אל אדוני ורחמהו, ואל אלוהינו כי ירבה לסלוח. Person, he should leave his עבירות, he should come back to הקדוש ברוך הוא, דו תשובה. אמר בי בבי בר אביה, כיצד אדם, כיצד אדם צריך להתבדות בערב יום כיפורים, What's the nosach of the vidui the person should say? Ya'azob v'yishav el mahashivotav v'yashov el adonai v'rachamehu v'el elonim ki v'esluach. He has to do vidui, he has to do tshuba. How should I be medvedeh? Tzarich lomar, modeh ani al kol ra' she'asiti lefanecha. I admit all the bad things that I did. Bederech ra' hayiti omed. I was doing something bad. V'kol ma she'asiti, od lo yaseh kamoto. I would never do it again. He regrets and he does teshuba. That's basically teshuba. Umodeh ve'ozeb. Then he roham. He has to admit. He has to be modeh. Admit that he sinned. Then he has to accept upon himself not to do. Shelo yashuv lechisla'ud. Not to do that sin again. Then Hashem is going to forgive him. בכל מה שעשיתי עוד לא עסק עם אותו. יהיה רצון לפניך השם אלוקיי שתמחול לי על כל עוונותיי ותצלח לי על כל פשעיי ותכפר לי על כל חטאותיי. הדא עוד כתיב, יעזוב רשע דרכו ושם מחשיבותה וכולי וכולי. זאת אומרת, המדרש continues here. And רבנן אמרה, כל הכפרות הראה לו קדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו עליו שלום, חוץ מעשירית העיפה. קדוש ברוך הוא ישוד אברהם אבינו כחלי עגלה משולשת ועז משולשת ועיל משולש ותור וגוזל. וידין שוהם מנחה. עשירית העיפה ידין שוהם. אז רבי שמעון בר יוחאי says here, he said, אף עשירית העיפה הראה לו, but according to Rabbanan and we're going, אברהם אבינו, Hashem didn't show him anything about עשירית העיפה. Why he didn't show him anything? Also, we have the same מדרש, also similar מדרש, he told us over there, כחלי עגלה משולשת ועז משולשת ועל משולש, למדרש רבה told us in פרשת לך לך, פרשה מ' ד' סימן י' ד', ויאמר אדוני אלוהים במה ידע כי ירשנה רבי חייא ברבי חנינה אמר לא כקורא תגר אלא אמר לו באיזה זכות in what זכות my children they're gonna inherit ארץ ישראל אמר לי בכפרות שאני נותן לפניך if they send they're gonna bring קורבן they're gonna be מתכפר ויאמר לו כחלי עגלה משולשת הראה לו שלוש מיני פרים ושלוש מיני שעירים ושלוש מיני אלים And the Midrash continues all this. And at the end, he told what the Shalosh Mine Parim, Par Yom Kippurim, Par Ba'al Kol Mizvot, Agla Arufa. The Midrash continues. And at the end, he showed them also Tor V'Gozal. What's Tor V'Gozal? Tor U'Bnei Ona. So Mahloket here between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbanan. רשבי אומר, כל הכפרות הראה לו, ועשירית העיפה לא הראה לו. ורבנן אמרה, אף עשירית העיפה הראה לו. It's exactly the opposite from the opinion of the Gemara over there. But you see that at least according to חכמים over there, or according to רבי שמעון בר יוחאי over here, קדוש ברוך הוא did not show אברהם אבינו לעניין אף עשירית העיפה. Why not? Why he didn't show it? The מדרש של הסיר, said לאלוהינו כי ירבה לסלוח, ראה לו שמבדילים בעולת העוף וכו'. He didn't show him anything about the מלחה. He says, עשרית העיפה לא ראה לו. ורבנן אמרה, also ראה לו עשרית העיפה, נאמר כאן, ויקחלו את כל אלה, וברתי אותם בתווך, ויקחלו את כל אלה, ואברהם אבינו, ונאמר דהלן, והבאתה את המנחה אשר יעשה מאלה לאדוני. The same way it says מאלה over here, it says מאלה over there. That means he showed him the ele, it's written over here, about the mencha, ve'hibi tam mencha, ve'hibi ta tam mencha, asher ye'asim me'ele le'ashem, that ele also Hashem showed him. That's according to Rabbanan over here, but according to Rabbanan over there, they said that he didn't show him asri ta'ifa. Why not? Why he didn't show it to him? I saw here the Hatam Sofer in Drashot, brings down in Drashot le'parashat Zachor, תל זסיר דף קוף צד גימל עמוד א', ואולי יש לפרש על פי המדרש שוותר הקדוש ברוך הוא משלו. How? הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול he gave us extra קורבן from his own. What's going on? He said, what is this? He says, the Hatam Sofer, במדבר שלא היה להם קמח, ורק המן שנפל מהקדוש ברוך הוא, הקריבו למנחה. עין תוספות מסכת מנחות. על כן, ותר הקדוש ברוך הוא משלו, שהוא הוריד מן לעצמו, להקריב לו מנחה. תוספות, דגמרה, over there, telling us that basically, how do you make מנחה? It has to be solid. Where in the world they have solid ben Israel in the Midbar? I understand behemot. They have a lot of behemot. Birds, probably they could catch birds. They could find, say, they have the salav, whatever it is. They have all kind of birds. But solid, where are they going to get solid? In the Midbar. From where are they going to get solid in the Midbar? How are they going to bring Korban Menachah in the Midbar? What Hashem is telling them? Where are they going to get? What are you going to tell me? Maybe they're going to buy from Mota Olam. The Gemara brings such an opinion, a few places in the Gemara, that they used to buy from Tagare or Mota Olam. They used to pass by and buy purchase from them. That they could buy. But are you going to buy from Mota Olam to bring it as a Qurban? Probably all what they're selling you is stomach. How could you bring it as a Qurban? How did they bring Qurban Menachah in the Midbar? So what happened? He says here, you know how? He said, במדבר שלא היה להם קמח, ורק המן שנפל מהקדוש ברוך הוא, הקריבו למנחה. That's the man, they grind it, and they made it solid, and that's how they brought קורבן מנחה. From what? From the man that they got. And a similar idea, I saw also, מרן החידה, also told us the same thing. החידה, he told us, נחל קדומים, ספרו נחל קדומים, by the end of פרשת פקודה, he tells us here, he said, ויערוך עליו ערך לחם לפני אדוני, כאשר סבא השם את משה. The end of פרשת פקודה, the Torah describes, he put the שולחן כאשר סבא השם את משה. He did put the מנורה כאשר סבא השם את משה. And about the שולחן, ויערוך עליו ערך לחם לפני השם. Hey, ערך לחם, where do you get the flour from? Where do you have flour in the מדבר? said מוכרח שהיום מביאים חטים מן הישוב על דרך שאמרו בתרגום שיר שירים על פסוק בקרמי עין גדי שהיום מביאים יין לנסחים מקרמי עין גדי. He says that's what the midrash tells us in תרגום שיר שירים בקרמי עין גדי. What's קרמי עין גדי? They used to bring over there wine to bring for the נסחים every קורבן ויין לנסח רביעית ההין. So they have to bring nesach wine on the for every korban. So where they got erech lechem, they borrowed from Umot Olam. That's what he says over here. But we have our question. I said, how could you bring from Umot Olam? Maybe it's tameh. How could you bring it? Says here, where is the hadash? Said, you see something new that I saw. Shiraiti b'sefer ben Ephraim melkutei geonei kamae. So he has lekutim from geonim from before. שכתב, דמהמן נעשה כגרעיני חיטה מגובל כעשה שיש בה מים הרבה, וזהו ודגן שמיים נתן למו. מקריבים למו, ודגן שמיים נתן למו, מוץ למו, מקריבים למו, למנחות ולחם הפנים, עד כאן דבריו. ואם קבלה נקבל. He said, basically, that's what the Hatam Sofer told us also. He said, they have the man. The man used to come, and it used to become like solid, and they used to bring it from it. That's here what the Hatam Sofer, and also also here the Marana Hidayi told us. Now, what's the shi'ur of Qurban Menacha? The person has to bring Qurban Menacha. Ani, he doesn't, cannot afford it, wherever you want to tell me. Qurban Menacha. What's the shi'ur of the Menacha? How much? Could you bring half a pound, 2 ounces, 50 pounds? What's the shi'ur? The Torah tells us, said, what's the shi'ur? The pasuk says later on, "Veimdal hu ve'en yado masiget." What should he do? He should take ve'asaron solet ehad balul b'shemen lemencha ve'log shemen. Asaron solet. What asaron solet? Asrit ha'efa. Asaron of the efa. Asrit ha'efa he has to take. And what's the shi'ur of the man that every person gets every day in the midbar? פסוק תלזז, עומר לגולגולת, מספר נפשותיכם, איש לאשר באהלו תקחו. The man that used to come down in the midbar, each person has his own share. How much? והעומר, עשירית העיפה הוא. The עומר, the portion every person used to get in the midbar, עשירית העיפה. That's, and if someone tries to get more, ויעמודו בעומר, ולא העדיף מרבה, וממעית לא יחסיר. איש לפי אוכלו לקטו. No, you can't get more than עשר, more than עשירית העיפה. That's the שיעור. That's short, and if you're going to save it until tomorrow, it's going to spoil. If you try to get more, you're not going to find it. And below I differ from the river, each one, that's the shi'ur, asri ta'ifa. And what's the shi'ur of the manha we just said? Also asarun solid, also asri ta'ifa. That means any person in the midbar who wanted to bring kurban manha, he has to give away, he has to give away his share in the man, all his portion that he got from the man, he's not supposed to eat it, because if he's going to eat a little bit from it, then he doesn't have enough shi'ur to bring korban manha. And if he's going to leave it until tomorrow, today I'm going to eat half of my portion. I'll save a little bit. Tomorrow I'll eat half of my other portion. So it's not going to last until tomorrow. So the only way the person could bring korban manha in the midbar is only if that person is not going to eat his man that he got today, is gonna fast that day, and all his portions is gonna bring it as a Qurban. That's the only way, because that's the only way they can bring Qurban Manha. That means, oh, if that's the case, now I understand. The Pasuk tell us here, V'nefesh ki takrib Qurban Manha l'Hashem. We asked in the beginning, we said, V'nefesh ki takrib, the Chavrat makes more sense to teach me. Me they're called to bring such a Qurban, someone who's ani, so tell me this halakha by Qurban Ola V'Yored at the end of the parasha. Why are you telling me over here? Here also Ashir could bring Qurban Manha. But the way we just explained, you're right, Ashir could also bring Qurban Manha, but Ashir also in the Midbar, where is he going to get that Manha from? He has to give up his portion from the man. It means he has to fast that day in order for him to be able to bring that Qurban Manha. So even if he was Ashir, he has to fast that day. Now we could say. Also the Ashir, it's called the Benefesh Kitukri. That's what the Hakim explains. It's a beautiful Pirush. That's what they tell us. That this is the Anyan. That even someone who's Ashir, he has to give up his portion. That's the only way he could bring that Qurban Manha. And therefore it fits also to tell us over here, Benefesh Kitukri Qurban Manha, also over here by regular Qurban Manha, that the Ashir could also bring it. Because that Ashir is also considered benefesh ki takrib. Why? Because he has to give up his portion. And I saw that Hatam Sofer in the Drashot, the Parashat HaChodesh, he connects this with the Parashat HaChodesh also. He says here, "Vayarokh alav Drashot Hatam Sofer Parashat HaChodesh, the fresh Yud Dalet Amud Alef." He says here, "Vayarokh alav erech lechem lifnei Adonai kasher tzva shenit Moshe." He said, "Hne le'olam ha'shulchan kodem le'menorah." He's coming up now with the Drushi style now. He said, "We always see that the shulchan, the Torah writes the shulchan before the menorah. What the shulchan represents? Shulchan represents those food. What you put in the shulchan? You put the lechem panim. So that's the food that represents zebulun. Zebulun lechof yamim ishkon, and he supports Yisachar, who sits down and learns Torah." That's Zebulun. So the Shulchan represents Zebulun. And the menorah, what's the menorah? Represents that Yisachar. Why? Because the Gemara tells us, Harotze Shiyachkim Yadrim. Harotze Shiyashir Yaspin. Vesimmanach Shulchan Batsafon Umenorah Batdarom. That's what the Gemara tells us. If someone wants to be Ashir, what should he do? Yatspin. He should always pray it. Kibyachol, he should tilt his face a little bit toward the tzafon, toward the north. Why? Because shulchan b'tzafon. And if you want to be hacham, tilt your head a little bit toward the darom. That is shulchan, the menorah b'darom. Menorah represents the Torah. So he says here, Hine, the problem is that we see the Torah always writes the shulchan before the menorah. Is Zebulun more important than Yisachar? What happened here? Hine le'olam ha'shulchan kodem le'menorah. Lomar, shezebulun od kodem le'yisachar. So yeah, he said it comes even before Yisachar. Why? Because im ein kemach, ein Torah. you write him into Ra and Kimach as well. It goes vice versa, but you have to start from someone. No one could sit down and learn Torah if no one's supporting him. How is he going to get his parnasa? There are hadith segula that they are like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that they could do like him and they could succeed. But the Gemara in Brachot tells us, I said, "Harbei asuro k'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ve'lo alta b'yadam." So you need that zebulun. Therefore, matan adam yarhib lo ve'lifnei gedolim yanhinu. That's what the pasuk tells us. That's referring to zebulun, because since that he supports Yisachar, matan adam, he gives Yisachar, said yarhib lo ve'lifnei gedolim yanhinu. He puts him before the gadol. Therefore, that's the Torah writes the Shulchan, which represents Zebulun, before the Menorah, which represents Yisachar. Mukol makom, tere pele. What's the pele? Ki kadma hadlakat ha-menorah shisha yamim lefnei erech lechem. Sheh menorah hudlaka biyom rishon. Ve Shulchan amad rikam ad yom ha-shabbat shbi'i lemeloim erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Said, even though the Torah wrote the Shulchan, which represents Zebulun before Yisachar, before the Menorah. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu started Shabbat Yom Elohim to work in the Mishkan, every day Moshe Rabbeinu was lighting the Menorah. But when did he put Lechem on the Shulchan? Only the last day, the seventh day. V'ya'aroch alav erech Lechem, kashis v'ashayent Moshe. The seventh day. But he started with the Menorah first every single day. What is this coming to teach us? He said, "Lehorot Natan." It's coming to teach us, "Ki et talmid hacham ya'asok b'Torah afilu beli lechem beyaldudo, v'sof ya'aruch lechem lefanav aruchato aruchat tamid nitan lo meit ha'melech hakavod itbarach shemo." What is he saying? He said, "Even though we said that the Torah gives the ma'alad, writes the shulchan before the menorah, that Zebulun comes before Yisachar, but Yisachar he shouldn't be dependent all the time on Zebulun himself. Why? You have to start learning Torah, even though you don't know Me'ain Yabu Azri, where your segula, where your parents is going to come. Don't say that, listen, I'm willing to go to yeshiva if I'm going to find someone to support me. No, it doesn't go like that. First, go to yeshiva. You have to jump into the ocean first. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. If you believe in him, you put your trust in him, Hashem is going to send you your parnasa. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, every morning, every day, was lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. Shabbat Yom Elohim, he was lighting the menorah. What's the menorah represent? Talmidei Chachamim. Where's the Shulchan? How are they going to be supported? First jump. Start. Light the menorah. Sit down, learn Torah. Then, all the way at the end, Hashem is going to send you, he's going to send you your parnasa. That's called Mkayem the Torah Me'oni, so for the Kayma Me'osher. That's what the Mishnah tells us. That's what it says here. Said, Lehorot Natan ki Talmid Chacham Ya'asok b'Torah afilu beli lechem. He doesn't have Zebulun yet. Go learn Torah. Beli lechem b'yeldo. V'sof ya'aruch lechem lefanav. Hashem is going to take care of you. He's going to send you someone to support you. Now he says, V'haftarat parashat ha'chodesh. Haftarat parashat ha'chodesh. What are we going to see? He says here, said Habal ishtahavot derech sha'ar tzafon yetzeh derech sha'ar darom. He said derech sha'ar negib. Sorry. He said derech sha'ar negib. What does this mean? What the pasuk is going to teach us? He says here, Habal ishtahavot derech sha'ar tzafon. What sha'ar tzafon? I just told you before. Shulchan batzafon menorah batdarom. Shulchan batzafon. It means if someone הבא דרך שער צפון, פירוש, העובדים את השם ומשתחווים שלא לשמה. רק להנות בעולם הזה דרך שער צפון, הפסוק says, מצפון זה הביתה. A person wants to sit down and he wants to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא only if he has something someone to support him. He said, that person is not learning לשמה. רוצה להנות גם בעולם הזה. All his purpose, all his mahshaba, haba derech sha'ar tzafon. He wants to become ashir. Shulchan b'tzafon, he wants the parnasa. Where the parnasa is going to come from? So he's not learning the Shem Shamayim. The pasuk said, yaseh derech sha'ar negib. What sha'ar negib? He said, menugab mekol tub venotel hayav min ha'olam. He's not going to get anything. He's going to get his sakhar here in olam hazeh for the Torah that he learned. And he's not going to get anything. אבל הבעל השתחוות דרך שער נגב, כי לכתיב בעבץ ארץ הנגב נתתני, תקצת ספר יהושע, הוא יצא דרך שער צפון באורך ימים בעושר וכבוד שסוף הכבוד לבוא. That's what he telling us over here. That the person you have to jump, like you said, even though the Torah wrote the shulchan before the menorah, but we lit the menorah before we put the lechem on the shulchan. And that's here to teach us that you have to do it. You have to do whatever you have to do. That's what the pasuk is teaching us over here. That's when nefesh ki takrib, you bring korban mincha, you have to jump. What are you going to eat that day if you're going to bring korban mincha? What are you going to eat that day? Don't worry, bring it. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. He's not going to leave you. He lo ya'azob et hasidav le'olam nishmaru. Kadosh Baruch Hu always watches over tzaddikim. First you have to jump. You do your step, and Hashem is going to help you. Therefore, the pasuk said, "V'nefesh ki takrib." Okay, "V'nefesh ki takrib korban mincha." Also by Haftarat, Parashat Vayikra. Also, the pasuk tells us over there, even though we're not going to read this Haftarah because we have Shabbat HaChodesh, but at least pasuk says, "Lo hebeta li se'olotecha uzbachecha lo chabatan, lo he'ebedticha b'mincha." ולא הוגעתיך בלבונה. לא העבדתיך במנחה. Even though you bring your קורבן מנחה, don't think that you're going to suffer because of this. לא העבדתיך במנחה. You're not going to lose anything. ולא הוגעתיך בלבונה. שוב אני, ולא הוגעתיך בלבונה. He brings down here the חתם סופר, in תורת משה. He says here in תורת משה, דף יוד עמוד בית, ונפש כי תקריב קורבן מנחה, פירש ראשי, מי מקריב מנחה? העני. Therefore, the Torah wrote on him, "Benefesh ki takrib." And we explained, even if he was Ashir, since that he has to give up his man on that day, therefore the Torah wrote on him also Nefesh. ויקשה מורי בהפלאה, הרי פרידה אחת של תור או בן יונה, איננו שווה כמו עשרית העפה סולת ושמן ולבונה למנחה. He said, "I don't understand." He said, "Here he tell me, "Benefesh ki takrib." Why? Because bring korban solet. How much solet? Asrit ha'efa. He said, "Asrit ha'efa plus the oil that he has to bring plus the lebona, that's gonna cost him more than the two birds." So the ani would rather bring two birds. It's gonna cost him less than the solet. Then the solet. How come the solet? "Benefesh ki takrib." That's what Ba'al Afla'ah asked. He says here, "Bin Rali, ki amakrib ba'al hay, hasibara noten nefesh tahat nafsho shel ha'adam. Abal mincha shehu tzomeach ve'eninu nefesh." He said, if that ani is going to bring two birds, then he's going to understand why it's bringing a bird. Nefesh tahat nafesh. He understand. But now it's bringing korban mincha. Mincha, there is no nefesh in the mincha. How is the mincha going to be mechaper on me? מכל מקום, he said, אמרו חזל, ותר הקדוש ברוך הוא משלו. What it is? He said, קדית במדרש רבה, ותר לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא סליחה אחת משלו, ואיזו זו עשרית היפה. That we just read, that's a קורבן from הקדוש ברוך הוא. ודגן שמיים נתן למו. He gave us דם מנחה, how? By the man. And that's נתן למו, to bring him for קורבן מנחה. והעני הזה, אף על פי שמנחה עולה לו ביוקר יותר מפרידה אחת של עוף, וגם איננו נפש, אך מה לו לעשות ואין לו פירוטה לקנות פרידה אחת? So you're right that the bird's going to cost him less, but he doesn't have money to buy the bird. But the מנחה, no problem. Every day he has a share in the man. אך קמח סולת ושמן יש לו. From where does he have? מלקת שכחה ופאה שלו. והוא מקמס מאכלו ומקריבו. הרי מקריב את נפשו באמת, שמתענה ומעט חלבו ודמו ביום אחד. That's in Earth Israel. But in the Midbar, like we just explained, he's going to fast that day, like he also he says here, ממעט חלבו ודמו ביום אחד, and then he could bring it as a korban. So he doesn't need money to spend to buy the birds for. But the mincha, you don't need money, you could get it. Anyways, you have your share. What are you going to tell me? How about the libona? Where is he going to get the libona from? So the libona, אמרו חכמנו זל, שגדל היה בארץ ישראל, ועזים אוכלים אותו, כלכתי בהפטרת השבוע, לא הוגעתיך בלבונה. So he said, ויכול לקוט אותו מן ההפקר, מן היערות ומנברות. על כן כתיב נפש במנחה. That's here. That's the same idea that he's telling us over here, that when a person, he brings that korban mincha, that means automatically he's giving up his portion. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at it, that this person is as if he brought his nefesh. Therefore, v'nefesh kitakri korban mincha, that when that person is going to bring such a korban, it's going to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem for sure is going to listen to his prayer, like we said, tefillah le Moshe isha Elohim, also tefillah le ani ki atov, same exact thing. Same way Kadosh Baruch Hu answered the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu, he answered also his prayer. That's the anyan that the person has to learn from here, that like what he told us here, the Hatam Sofer, you have to jump. V'nefesh kitakrib. Do the first step, then Hashlech ala Adonai Yehabicha v'hu yichalki lecha. Lo yiten le'olam mot latzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let you fall, chas v'shalom. You're doing for his honor. Hashem is going to do also for your honor. Meda kedem meda. That's what the person, every person needs to do whatever he could. Hashem should help all of us b'ezer Hashem, what we should try to give as much as we could, you know, to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu also gonna send us, is gonna help us by the same, is gonna send us Mashiach. Now the Chodesh of Nisan, we're gonna read Parashat HaChodesh. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, that Ben Nisan Nigalu, Nisan Atanin Nigal by the same, Shinskir, the Gulash, and Imam, Rabbi Yamino, Amen, Amen. Rabbi Hanina, Nakshah Omer, Sakadosh Baruch.